If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
I know you want to talk about maintenance because maintenance is very important, but I also want to cover the scumbags out there that take advantage, because we talked about it in depth. Each one of us has that experience, you know, the home care, health care, lot of shenanigans going on with, you know, in that industry that Eric's going to cover. We all know the games that the pest control people play. They overcharge you and they say they spray and they don't spray and you're paying for spraying.
It can be ridiculous. Yeah.
You have this in multiplicity in your company, especially with the consolidation and the family-owned businesses that are selling out and being taken over by the private equity. It's not the same landscape as it used to be a year ago, let alone 3 and 5 years ago, because of these PE companies rolling up these smaller family-owned businesses. You think you're getting the same family-owned customer service, and you are not. Can you address that real quick?
Yeah, you definitely are not getting that anymore. They come in, you see that, everybody's seen the Dateline episode when the contractor's sitting on the ductwork in the attic and making noise and not doing anything, or they pull the wire off the capacitor, and it's just, it happens all the time. So, you know, you want to make sure you get a contractor who does a thorough diagnosis, shows you the part, goes over the unit with you, explains it to you, you know, not just, hey, you need a brand new unit every time, because a lot of times you don't. So, I mean, if the unit's over 25 years old, yeah, probably, but if it's 5-6 years old, the parts are still under warranty.
And you had said something, that what percentage of our listening audience, just on a macro level, think that their unit was made by Honeywell?
About 90%. And Honeywell makes thermostats. They don't make air conditioning products. So that's, the public just doesn't know, and they need to be educated and taken care of.
And that's why you're on the show, to educate folks. So we love that you're here.
What percent? 98?
Or I think 90-some percent. 92, 90-some.
Think that their HVAC is manufactured by Honeywell, and Honeywell does not make HVAC units. They make thermostats.
They make thermostats, yes.
Fantastic.
Yep.
That's outstanding. Okay, so AC maintenance, right? Again, 2 weeks ago, we're walking around in shorts and T-shirts. I've got my Chicago Firefighter T-shirt on here that I bought at Trader's Goods down at 3145 West 111th Street. Joe's calling in at 1205. 55 degrees the next day.
Yeah, that Joe's place right across the street, right around the corner from Dornbos. So,
oh, there you go.
Stop in there on Tuesday. So.
Okay, stop in and let's help move that over $200,000 worth of inventory. For the city's jamming it down his throat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we had 80 degrees last weekend. So
yeah.
It's been AC season starting, getting your maintenance done. A maintenance check takes an hour, hour and a half to do properly. You know, clean the condenser, go over all the refrigerant, the products, all the electrical components of it. It's not an in and out 15-minute, $50, you know, cleaning check. It's you know, there's a tune up and then there's a cleaning check. Cleaning checks are thorough. You go over the whole unit. We have a 48-point checklist we do when we go on a system. So you want to make sure the system is running well, and it's just going to keep your energy bills costs. It's going to energy bills low. You just talked about energy costs. It's kind of med going up.
Yep.
So let's do what we can to keep those costs down. Keep your air conditioner clean. Make sure the maintenance, the electrical components are good. Make sure the refrigerant levels well is good as where it's supposed to be. You know, and then just have it serviced once a year, and it'll last a lot longer. You'll save some money, and overall, you'll be in better off. So
you do the filters as well.
We do filters as well. Yeah, we have them on our trucks. If we don't have them, we'll go get them. Put them back. Come back. Put them in. You can put them under your maintenance program. We can pick them up for you. We can have them shipped to your house. We do whatever you need. So
how long has Dornbos been in business?
99 years. Next year is going to be our 100th year anniversary, and we're super super excited about that. You know, serving the Chicagoland suburbs. Fred Dornbos started back in 1927, delivering ice and coal, and it's come to be one of the, you know, oldest HVAC companies in Chicagoland. And, you know, we're very proud of that. And we're super, super excited to celebrate our 100 years next year. And we're about community and giving back to the area we work in and the people that support us. We support our community. It's an awesome place to work. We're customer focused. Company. That's what it's about. It's all about customers, right?
312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You had mentioned, I think Eric asked you a question are your service reps on commission, or do they get a bonus if they sell a new unit to incentivize them to go out and sell new units? Can you cover that?
So our technicians do not sell. When we're on a call, we present all the options to the customer, repair options, and if a replacement's a better option, we'll out, reach out to one of our home solutions advisors. They'll come out and they'll we'll give them the options for new systems for their home. But that's usually a last resort. We want to make sure that we present all the options possible and let the customer homeowner make their decision. If you want to refix it, then let's fix it and make it work. If you really need a new one, then we'll have that conversation. We don't want to have that conversation. It's not a fun one to have all the time. You know, it's just we get a bad reputation sometimes because sometimes the best option is to buy a new one. But most of the time, it's you can just fix it and get a couple more years out of it, and you're fine.
So. What's a new unit costing nowadays?
They're anywhere. Just an AC only is about $7,500. Yeah, it's we've had 40% price increases from manufacturers since COVID days.
Yeah, we were talking about like $2,800 to $3,200 prior to COVID.
Yeah, it's gotten it's crazy. You know, it's to do the job right. You know, you want to make sure you do the job right. It does. You know, it costs money. It's and make sure it's done properly the first time, and we have those. That's why we have warranties and guarantees to make sure that we are doing it right. So we'll make sure we take care of our customers.
Do you have financing options for our listeners that are strapped and need air conditioning and heating to survive?
100%. We got 0% financing up to 60 months. No, there's no cost to you. It's great options. So
that's great.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep the payment low and help you out, and there's a lot of if you can ComEd, with they have a lot of ComEd rebates still that you can take advantage
really?
Of.
Really? Okay, good.
Take some of their money,
Got it. Mm-hmm. Phone number for if our listeners want to reach out to you to get more information about your services and schedule a check and tune up before it starts baking out there.
Yep. 708-831-2281.
What unit do you service, Carrier, Train, and what is the replacement refrigerant for 140 is a texter's question.
We service every unit, anything we may service, every make and model. We are a factory authorized Carrier installer. I think it's probably supposed to be 410A, not 140, because there's no, the 140 is not a refrigerant. So 410A has been discontinued, and the new refrigerant is going to be 454B. If you have an existing 410 machine, you still can get refrigerant. It didn't just stop making it.
So. You don't have to replace the entire unit.
You do not. It's more expensive now, of course, because the government got involved, and we know how that...
What is it?
Yeah.
Phone number one more time. We got to hit a break here.
708-831-2281.